Chapter 34. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the earth which were under his rule, and all the peoples, were fighting against Jerusalem and all its towns, saying, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has said, Go and say to Zedekiah, king of Judah, This is what the Lord has said, See, I will give this town into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will have it burned with fire, and you will not get away from him, but will certainly be taken and given up into his hands, and you will see the king of Babylon, eye to eye, and he will have talk with you, mouth to mouth, and you will go to Babylon. But give ear to the word of the Lord, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. This is what the Lord has said about you, Death will not come to you by the sword, you will come to your end in peace, and such burnings as they made for your fathers, the earlier kings before you, will be made for you, and they will be weeping for you and saying, Ah Lord! For I have said the word, says the Lord." Then Jeremiah the prophet said all these things to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, when the army of the king of Babylon was fighting against Jerusalem and against all the towns of Judah which had not been taken, against Lachish and against Azekah, for these were the last of the walled towns of Judah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after King Zedekiah had made an agreement with all the people in Jerusalem, to give news in public that servants were to be made free, that every man was to let his Hebrew manservant and his Hebrew servant girl go free, so that no one might make use of a Jew, his countryman, as a servant, and this was done by all the rulers and the people who had taken part in the agreement, and everyone let his manservant and his servant girl go free, not to be used as servants any longer. They did so, and let them go. But later, they took back again the servants and the servant girls whom they had let go free, and put them again under the yoke as servants and servant girls. For this reason the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has said, I made an agreement with your fathers on the day when I took them out of Egypt, out of the prison house, saying, At the end of 7 years every man is to let go his countryman who is a Hebrew, who has become yours for a price and has been your servant for 6 years, you are to let him go free." But your fathers gave no attention and did not give ear. And now, turning away from evil, you had done what is right in my eyes, giving a public undertaking for every man to make his neighbor free. And you had made an agreement before me in the house which is named by my name, but again you have put shame on my name. And you have taken back, every one his manservant and his servant girl, whom you had sent away free, and you have put them under the yoke again to be your servants and servant girls. And so the Lord has said, You have not given ear to me and undertaken publicly, every man to let loose his countryman and his neighbor. See, I undertake to let loose against you the sword and disease and need of food, and I will send you wandering among all the kingdoms of the earth. And I will give the men who have gone against my agreement and have not given effect to the words of the agreement which they made before me, when the ox was cut in two and they went between the parts of it, the rulers of Judah and the rulers of Jerusalem, the unsexed servants and the priests and all the people of the land who went between the parts of the ox, even these I will give up into the hands of their haters and into the hands of those who have designs against their lives, and their dead bodies will become food for the birds of heaven and the beasts of the earth. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his rulers I will give into the hands of their haters and into the hands of those who have designs against their lives, and into the hands of the king of Babylon's army which has gone away from you. See, I will give orders, says the Lord, and make them come back to this town, and they will make war on it and take it and have it burned with fire. And I will make the towns of Judah waste and unpeopled,